Well, welcome, everybody. I hope you're doing well. I'm Michael S. Levitt in Cedar City, Utah, with the Levitt Group. And today we are exploring the steps necessary to take your personal line shop and to become an independent commercial agency. And we have Bob Smith, our partner in Columbus, Ohio, terrific insurance mind, very, very successful, a longtime Ohio State fan. And Bob, you were a nationwide agent for almost 40 years, and you know, you had some decisions to make. You decided to affiliate with the Levitt Group. You've grown exponentially since your affiliation with the Levitt Group. And in podcast two, we talked about writing more commercial lines. Obviously, getting appointments right with insurance carriers is a big part of that. But I wanted to focus on kind of another aspect to writing commercial lines. It's not as simple, is it, Bob, is just getting a carrier appointment and rocking and rolling. You are very good about using value-added solutions that couple with or supplement your commercial lines writings. Would you talk to us about that? Like what types of value adds do you use in order to be competitive on the larger pieces of business that help you grow your commercial lines book?
Well, it's about differentiating yourself. And I think there's a lot of tools that Levitt's bring that enable you to differentiate yourself. One of them is called timeline management. It essentially is a timeline process where you visit the certain accounts on a frequent basis, monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, whatever it is, and you can link the email addresses from the producer, the account manager, and the insurance buyer, so they're all on the same page, letting you know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. That's really important if you're doing any RFP business, because that can be a decision-making tiebreaker. The other thing is the Risk Management Center has some proprietary software that we use, KPA Succeed, and there's 8 different modules in there we bring to the table that a lot of people have no idea. They're just doing it in pieces and parts today, if at all. That's a very effective product that we actually sell as an insurance policy and mark it up with a commission or give it to a client if they have enough revenue. So depending on how you want to use it. Then the proposals that we've adopted, the proposal system is very dynamic, but the marketing materials that are there make you look like a professional. And, you know, you don't have to sit down and figure out how to do a PowerPoint or make the proposals yourself. They're all done for you in these templates that make it so easy to come in, and you look like you're part of a national group. You look extremely confident. And there's other tools such as an EMOD evaluator for work comp and some analytics in terms of the type of business they are, that we all are tools that every producer and every account manager uses.
And again, you know, we want to be, you know, objective. Obviously, we're biased because we're affiliated with a broker, the Levitt Group. But you know, it's not as though you can't write business without these value-added services or solutions. It's just that, you know, you're likely not going to be competitive on the larger, more sophisticated accounts. Is that an accurate way to put it?
Yeah, there's also some loss control resources that Levitt has where we can purchase, so to speak, if we need to, from other Levitt shops that have those more on staff. So if you do need to look that way for a certain account, you can. But those are services that are charged as you need them, which is great because I'm not charged for them when I don't need them either.
Right. Good point. Let's transition a little bit. Let's talk about producer recruitment. You know, recruiting producers and continuing to find talent to install into a insurance agency is just absolutely vital in order to grow your book and to prepare the agency for perpetuation down the road. Tell us a little bit about what this process looks like as an affiliate of the Levitt Group.
It's hard to recruit anybody that's any good. And they have to want to come work for you. It is not likely that anybody that's really good at what they do, from an account manager, account exec, or producer, is going to want to come to a real small shop if they're at a or have been exposed to what's out there. So you have to have a name like the Levitt Group, which, by the way, if you go on Glassdoor, which I didn't even know what that was, our ratings on Glassdoor are some of the top in the country. So that's a service that's out there to a prospective employee that says what it's going to be like coming to the Levitt Group, which is you should go look at. Now, what is interesting is, you know, most people I talk to use Indeed. That's sort of the new way of hiring. You just post it out there and hopefully somebody will apply. But really, the LinkedIn premium services, where you're actually targeting people that you want to recruit, is what we have the capability to do. And not only that, you don't have to do it yourself. We have a recruiting service that is in-house in the Levitt Group. And they'll recruit people for you. And in addition to running Indeed and everything else, they'll reach out and push people towards your agency. Plus, they have that dedicated recruiting service that's fantastic. And I think in the past year, they've placed like 73 people, most of which are still, you know, employed. And I think 10 of our top producers last year, 5 of them came from that service.
That's right. Yeah.
It has great cred to it. But again, doing it all yourself is very difficult. What's your value proposition? And how are you going to perpetuate yourself? What if they want to be part of that? What's nice thing is everybody wants to buy me, but nobody has any money. So the Levitt Group has the money that they're happy to lend to a prospective buyer if it's a producer or staff member coming in that's going to perpetuate you.
Excellent point. So when you were considering, you know, a transition, why the Levitt Group as opposed to just getting bought out solely and by a Brown & Brown or what, another of our peers? What made the Levitt Group appealing to you as opposed to alternatives?
Well, really, the alternatives are private equity and a public broker or a private broker. And as I looked at that, some of my producers that have been with me a long time have had experience at those public brokers, and they came here because they didn't want anything to do with a public broker. I didn't want anything to do with a public broker, or private equity, jump higher, run faster every single year kind of thing. Although we do that, I just didn't want that added pressure of what have you done for me lately from private equity per se. So because the Levitt Group is one of the largest private brokers in the country and going to remain private, that attracted me initially. And as I got to understand the culture and how they operated, they're just people like us. You know what I mean? They're sophisticated, but I'll give you a quick, when I first made the decision and I made the transition, I thought, okay, now I'm going to give up all my control. So we had an issue come up with an employee the first 3 months into the equity affiliated. And I was ready for it. I thought, okay, I know what decision they're going to make. They're going to want to make the cheapest decision possible. They're going to say, we'll do whatever costs us the least, do that. And I was really shocked. And this is the way they are. I laid out the options and they said, well, what do you think the right thing to do is? And I said, well, they've been with me a long time. The right thing to do is going to cost more money. And here's what it is. And they said, well, you think that's the right thing to do? And you've indicated why that is. Let's do that. I said, wait a minute, you're telling me that you guys, obviously not what private equity to do or a public broker would do, and they would have done what's the best for the organization, the best for the stockholder, let's cut our ties and move on. They actually did what was right, and that person is still here today, and she's never going to leave because of the way she was treated. And not going into the details, I'm just telling you that is totally the opposite of what I thought it would be like to be affiliated and somebody else calling the shots. They really don't call any of the shots. You call the shots. They provide you information, metrics. They say, look, here's benchmarking on what you should be doing, and we'll make decisions together that benefit us both. And that's really what happened.
Fantastic. Well, Bob, I just really appreciate the time you spent educating us on your story and other information that might be pertinent to those listening. We certainly appreciate you as a partner. And as a friend, we wanted to thank you for your time today. So thank you very much.
Great.
Thanks so much, everybody. Hope this is a valuable listen. Again, thank you so much for spending time, and we'll talk to you later.